Chinese new energy vehicle maker BYD recently held a completion ceremony for the third phase of its North American plant in California. The new electric bus plant covers an area of 41,000 square meters. BYD is the first Chinese company to produce electric buses in U.S. BYD's public relations manager Li Wei says the company has invested $230 million in the U.S. electric bus market since 2013.accounting for over 80% of the market share.
The products of BYD's plant, including those promoted in the U.S. market, are all new energy products. They are beneficial to local environments, people's health, and the next generation's well-being. 95% of the employees in the U.S. are locals. So far, we've hired over 800 employees to work at our plant in the town of Lancaster in California.We plan to create 1,000 more jobs in the future.
Economic and trade cooperation is high on U.S. President Donald Trump's agenda this week while he visits Beijing. Li Wei with BYD says their company expects the two sides will deepen cooperation in new energy transportation.
I think the new energy transportation sector is an area ripe for cooperation.Before BYD entered the U.S. market, new energy buses had already been promoted in the Chinese market for 7 years. We've gained a lot of experience in operations and maintenance, which makes our products reliable. Our products are becoming popular in the U.S. because they're filling a local technical blank.
Donald Trump is being accompanied by a large delegation of business representatives during his visit to China.Like he did in Japan, Trump is expected to press for a narrowing of the China-U.S. trade gap. This is likely to include a push by Trump to try to get Beijing to free up additional areas of the Chinese economy for U.S. investment. But at the same time, China's ambassador to the U.S., Cui Tiankai, suggested recently that if the U.S. can ease its restriction on high-tech products into China's private sector,U.S. exports to China would likely to be substantially increased. For CRI, this is Guan Chao.